Following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. And we hope that our program is a blessing to you. We're going to be again in Colossians chapter 1. This is a series that we've been working on for the last few weeks about the most important. What should be the most important in the believer's life and in the believer's walk with the Lord? And so we've been working our way through these, and I would encourage you to go look at our website at considerhisword.org, where you can hear all of the messages in this series. Now, today we're going to begin again in Colossians chapter 1. This has been kind of our text. And we're going to move through several other verses of Scripture. So if you have access to a Bible, go find it, grab it, and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you again about that website. You can hear all of the messages in this series if you'd like to. You can go back and find them there. Click on the link that says Radio Programs. Also, there's a link there that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. Where you're hearing the broadcast today, and give us an address and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook that will easily fit into a shirt pocket, fits into your purse, Bible case. I take mine with me to church Wednesday night, and as I hear prayer requests, I'm able to write them down. And, you know, the blessing is that when you go back through that journal and see where God had answered prayer, many of them I marked down and we'll date it and say answered on such and such a date. We just had a great prayer answer here for us, a project that we've been working on, and God has answered our prayer, and I was able to mark that off in my prayer journal, and I thank God for it. And so if you'd like to have the prayer journal, go to the website, considerhisword.org, click on the link that says Contact Us, send us an address, and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'd love to get one of these to you. Now, you can also, if you'd like, if you prefer, you can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let's get to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, Paul writing to the church at Colossae said to them, I'm beginning in verse 12 now, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before him, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Verse 18 says that in all things, he might have the preeminence. Now, the word preeminence here simply means the first place or the highest place, the highest in rank He should outrank everyone. The highest in influence. I hear today on social media about influencers. But the one who should influence you the most is the Lord himself. That in him should be the preeminence. That in all things he should have the preeminence. So we've been talking about what is the most important. We've covered a number of things, and I'd like to just briefly touch on them before we get to the final one today. The first was the great commandment. I want to go back to Matthew 22, where Jesus himself said that this was the great commandment. I'm going to begin and just read in verse 37. It says, Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Jesus said it was the first thing, the first and great commandment. And then he went on and said, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So the first is the great commandment. This should be uppermost important to you. And you go back and study that passage Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 and 5. And in that passage of scripture, as you go through it, he tells about how we should teach this diligently to our children and should keep it before us. This should be the most important thing to you, the most important thing in your life, the most important thing in your home. And I would say the most important thing in your church as well. So that was a great, great commandment that we should love God, love people. The second one that we talked about was the Great Commission. We touched on this last week, and I kind of had to finish off a little bit earlier than I wanted to. Of course, our time is always limited, but I did want to go back and touch on one thing. Now, the Great Commission is Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Where Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always unto the end of the world. Amen." Matthew ends with those words. Now, we talked about last week, and again, you can go back and hear that message, considerhisword.org. It's there. Look for the most important. I think it was part 3. So Jesus now says, go and tell people about me. When he says, go and teach all nations, he says, go and make disciples. Go and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they can know him and how they can have him also as their personal savior, perhaps just like you do. And so we go on, we preach the gospel. Mark said it much more simply. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so we go and tell. And this is an individual, I think, commandment. It's also, I believe, for the church, but it's for the individual as well. Who have you told recently about the Lord? Who have you tried to make disciple? It's so important, and however you can find a way to do that, whether it's through your friends or your family, through tracts, however, find ways to tell people about Jesus. Now, the Great Commission is to also go ahead and baptize them and then to teach them to observe all things he said whatsoever I have commanded you. That's discipleship. To tell people how to follow the Lord and how to live for the Lord. Now, I didn't really get to this, but I wanted to mention it also, that I believe it's important that churches have a strong missionary program. Jesus said, go into all the world. And I realize you cannot do that individually. You can't go to all the world. Now, perhaps you can go to many, many places. But he said to go into all the world. And I believe that's where missions comes into play. That we send missionaries and support those missionaries, whether it's by prayer or financially. And I'm talking about supporting missionaries, not supporting programs. Okay, that's different. You support missionaries. You find individual missionaries. In our church here, our small church out here, we support 14 missionaries all over the world. Missionaries in Bolivia and Greece and and everywhere. We tried to make it a goal to have a missionary on every continent, and I realize the continents are big and they may not be able to reach all of them, but missions is so important, and I believe that's part of this, the Great Commission. So we have the Great Commandment, love God, love people. The Great Commission, I believe, kind of follows that, because if we love God and love people, we're going to tell people about Him. But today, the last thing that I want you to think about is what I call the great cause. I'm going to give you two passages of Scripture, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament. Psalm 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." The New Testament passage is in many ways very similar. It's 1 Corinthians 10:31. "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." The great cause comes down to this, that everything we do as an individual should have as its main purpose and its main goal to glorify God. Now, I realize that we live in a world of selfishness, and it all comes down to what's in it for me and self-glorification. How can I glorify myself? Even in our job. You know, if you get this down, that everything that you do would be to glorify God, it will change your attitude. It'll change how you live. You know, your job. Do you do your job just for the money? Do you do your job for some kind of self-fulfillment? Or do you do your job to glorify God? I believe everything that we do, everything that we watch, everything that we listen to, everything that we work on or that we do, every relationship that we have ought to have at its base to glorify God. In glorifying Him, we worship Him. We read it in Psalm 29:2. "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." To be thankful to Him. And in everything, to give Him honor. Let me tell you a quick story. As a young preacher, and I was just starting out, and I would struggle preparing messages, but I would preach, and I would feel so good about myself. And I, honestly, I was perhaps had some pride, and I'd stand at the back door like a good preacher. And as people would come by, boy, if somebody said, "That was a good message," I'd puff up my chest and say, "Thank you," like I had done that. You see, that was glorifying self. I played music with a man one time who, every time he was complicated, would respond, "Glory to God." And that's how I want to be. Whatever I do, I want it to be for His glory. And it's for His honor. We give honor to so many worldly things. You see, it was God that blessed us. It's God that saved us. And we ought to, in everything, every day, every part of our life ought to be about giving Him glory, not just at church, but at home as well, at work as well, at school as well, to bring Him glory always. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Come and let yourself in. Lay good on a promise.